What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Marketabilities Podcast. Today, we have a really special topic, something that kind of interests me. So, you know, I've had to bring it up because I know it's going to interest y'all. From loyalty to addiction, when customer retention goes too far.
Are we rolling?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're rolling. Oh, yeah. And I also have a
hi.
What's your name?
My name is Angie.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Yes. Yeah. Nice to see you.
Yeah. And then.
My name's Lucas.
And Lucas.
Hi, Lucas. Yes.
Hi. Yes.
Everybody say hi to Lucas in the comments.
Hi, Lucas.
Okay. So, yeah. Anyway, you know, kind of to break it down a little more because that was a little sporadic. You know, I feel like sometimes, guys, you know, when is it working too good? And also, like, looking at your product, is it something healthy for the environment? You know what I mean? Like, we create something that I feel like isn't, you know, necessarily so bad. Like, you can't ever have too much marketing. It's not like, oh, man, I'm about to have a withdrawal from marketing. But, like, when you look at some of these other products, it's like, when is it too far?
Well, I mean, if you're talking about big tobacco and some of those others, I mean, they've gone not too far, man. They've gone off the planet. Not only you know you're a giant and in control of everything when you're not only promoting your products, but now you're launching promotions to talk how bad your products are and they can harm you.
Right.
But we know we've got you. You're addicted, so who cares, right?
Yeah, I think it's even some stuff that, like, maybe you know that your customers probably should be taking a limited amount of it.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's not something like tobacco or alcohol or something, but it could be even just some sort of a supplement or something that people could easily overdo. But you're okay with just selling them 10 bottles of it in one shipment.
Like, exactly. Discounts or whatever.
Right,
sure.
Right.
So what do y'all think the difference is between customer loyalty and addiction? Because I feel like that's kind of a, what, am I not loud enough?
No, you're great. You just tend to back away a little bit.
Okay.
Look, I'm audio engineer today too. Okay. So.
I mean, can I just hold it, or is that?
Yeah, just stay up on it a little bit.
No, it's fine. I'll fix it in post.
You're fine. He'll fix it in post.
Okay. So anyway, how do you define the difference between customer loyalty and addiction? Because I feel like those are two very similar things, and there's probably a pretty thin line between them. So what do you all think is would be considered like, oh, like I need it compared to like, yeah, I would like that. Because that's what it means in my head.
Customer loyalty.
Customer loyalty to me is like, okay, yeah, they want to work with us. They, you know, they love our stuff. It's like, it's great. Like, you've got these retaining people because, you know, they love what you have. I think it kind of boils down to what you're selling as well.
100%.
Because, you know, like you said, with like nicotine companies and stuff, it is, they've got a lot of big supporters, you know, whether they want to or not. So, I think it's just kind of like, that's kind of the line is between I want it and I need it. Once so I want it becomes an I need it, then that's too far for me.
Customer loyalty for me in a positive light would be something like a charitable organization or some faith-based organization that relies heavily on people purchasing, you know, literature or something like that to continue missions or whatever. To me, I think that's a great program or product to be loyal to, you know, for the long haul.
Yeah.
I don't know that you can say tobacco customers or, you know, are you loyal or do you have to have it kind
right.
of thing? I don't know.
I think the main thing for me, the way I see it is a customer being loyal to you is basically them saying, hey, I've seen other things that are just as good as your thing, but I'm going to stick with you anyway, either because they went with you first or just because they like whatever, or maybe you did something special for them. And then so that they decide to be loyal to you no matter what, no matter if someone does come out with a competing product, maybe at a slightly lower price, they will still go with you just because of other reasons. Now, when it comes to customer addiction, that's a different story because I believe it is more so they need you to accomplish whatever they need in their life, which is very not true. And so when a customer becomes so dependent on you, it starts to put pressure on you that you have to like fix their life or something. And that's not true. Like there's plenty of other people that can help them. But they become addicted to your product or your service in a way that's unhealthy for both parties.
Okay.
Wow.
No, that's real.
That runs pretty deep. Yeah. That was big.
Okay, so then that kind of opens up the next thing, which is, can a company claim to be customer-centric if its business model depends on keeping people hooked? I am up on my microphone. What are you? I'm here every time.
What is it?
Like, dude, I'm...
Oh, there he is. Yeah. There he is. The richness of Wyatt's voice. I love it. Dude, when you got a, when you got like back, man, yeah.
I sit, well, can I sit? I'm sitting no, in my chair.
No, it's, you got to be up.
This is why I don't wear headphones, so I don't have to worry about it until later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, fix it in post.
Well, anyway.
You're doing great.
Yeah, I'm trying. Get my questions out. Okay. Can a company claim to be customer-centric if its business model depends on keeping people hooked? So is that kind of like, it raises this question of how ethical is it? Because, you know, it's like, if we really do care about our customers, like, do we want them to like look at us as like a oasis that's the only way to something?
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Or is, no. Is there like an area like this, the sweet spot where it's like, okay, they just, they're with us because they trust us and they like us, not necessarily just because we have like that good stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you use the word hooked. So yeah. I don't know. I always think of addiction when you say the word hooked, but probably yeah. not. There are probably some other things and other application there, I guess.
I think to me, it's the difference between greed and service.
Mm-hmm.
So are you wanting to get everything you can out of a person because you're selfish and greedy, or are you actually trying to provide a service or a product to them that helps? Whether they get addicted to it or not, you're still trying. You're not doing marketing or putting out more products that are like, you're trying to get them hooked on it. You're just trying to solve their problem.
It's the seller's motives,
yeah.
is what you're meaning. Okay. Right. Yeah, no, I totally agree with that, actually. But then it, like when it's like, you know, a corporate conglomerate that doesn't have a pulse, then it's like, okay, like what are there even motives at all? Or is it just money by any means?
You know, yeah, what I'm saying? It's whatever the shareholders want,
which is why you should. which is why you should work with, you know, locally owned places, you know, mom and pop shops, or, you know, a family owned marketing agency. I think that all those things are.
No, I'd love to get people hooked on us. I mean, I would 100% love to get people hooked on us. No, at the end of the day, you're right. And I think too many times some of these giants, you know, whomever we're talking about that could be a little bit controversial, they're able to hide very easily. Yeah. You know, and we talk about that all the time where there could be a name affixed, but it's very difficult to ever see a face or a person and understand, yeah. you know, who it is behind whatever it is that could be deemed bad or negative, you know, yeah. in some light. And that's by design.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So do you think most consumers are aware of how marketing tactics influence their behavior?
100%. People have gotten super savvy.
I think so. Yeah. I mean, it's come so prevalent. It's mm-hmm. everywhere we look, and which most of where we look is like right here at a phone. Right. Yeah. So, yeah. And it's like, everybody's being hit with an ad no matter what, man. I mean, if you're on your phone, you're watching TV, you're driving down the road, like it's just ads on ads on ads.
I would say most people, I would say all people are aware to some degree, you know, it's just like, what level of awareness do you have about what you're being served? Like, yeah. you know, is it like, can you pick out elements that are in place or like things that are in the design that are literally built day by day to just capture every little morsel of attention you have? Like,
right.
Yeah. I think that in the scroll, I'm much more forgiving than I am in my entertainment. If I've paid money to go see a movie and I'm now looking at the third clip of Burger King because they decided to go through yeah. the drive-thru, it's like, come on, guys. There's product placement and there's too much.
Yeah.
You know, and mm-hmm. I get it. They probably paid more for three different times of yeah. being placed or, you know, a chip that they're going to eat throughout the movie. If it takes my attention away from the storyline, I'm now upset,
right?
Because that product placement got in the way of mm-hmm. my enjoyment, my entertainment that I paid for. Yeah. I understand that they're paying for that placement,
right?
But come on, there's got to be, we need to find that balance. And they used to do it so much better, very stealthily yeah. back in the mm-hmm. day, but not so much anymore.
No, because they know that they can't hide it anymore. Like, no. You know what I mean? Like people know that they're trying to be sneaky. And they'll write them off. So if they're more obvious about it, they're like, well, at least they're not hiding it.
Maybe. I don't know. It's frustrating.
Okay. And so now we briefly discussed some of the tactics that these companies use in order to garner attention. I think we should take a little deeper dive into that. We should look at
who is this person today. Have you noticed his persona has completely changed?
He's been the man today.
Yeah, this is Marketability's podcast where we normally just discuss.
Did y'all say something?
What about Pinky?
This is an alter ego or something today. I don't know.
Back to our endeavors.
Okay.
Okay, so when we look at these strategies, all right, you know, there's a couple of different ways they go about it. There's more in-your-face kind of marketing, which is something that you're not a huge fan of, apparently. You know, like you said in the movies, like
in-your-face that way. But if you're going to be crazy, like Red Bull, I love to watch Red Bull ads.
Well, they just hire people who aren't afraid of death.
I'm all about, I'm like, wow, rewind, let me watch that again. Or
watch
back
this
it up.
Guy yeah. almost die. Red Bull does give you wings. That's why they do it.
Did he just catch on to that?
It's like the angel. Oh my God. Wow. That's cool.
Dude, how Red old are you? Awesome. And it's Red Bull. Hey, good job.
No, don't plug Red Bull. My fault. Cut that. Okay. Yeah. So, you know, that tactic is something really original and really cool in my opinion, but you know, looking at these other ones like, streaks or countdown timers or limited time offers, are those considered ethically questionable or just smart marketing?
Because we've used them, smart marketing.
Yeah, I would say it's smart marketing because I think there's a lot of time where people suck at making decisions.
Oh yeah.
And so if you actually put it on a timer, like they will actually make a decision. Yeah. Or they
so
won't.
True.
And
so true.
Either they lose or they win.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay, and I'm going to jump off that point and share with you guys truthfully because we are not a predatory agency, Growing Media. 30 days is usually the maximum time we will target you. I think we're a good agency in that regard because I know some ads I'm still seeing, you know, several months down the road. It's no, I've already bought whatever it was that I wanted to buy. I'm done with that. So yeah, I think that's a good plan to make people react and be done with it and everybody move on rather than having to do that retargeting and, you know, all of that stuff. But yeah, it's an interesting debate. I don't know.
No, I agree. But, you know, there was a time where I probably would have questioned it a little more, but now I understand the urgency of trying to get someone to make a decision because, you know, people are really slow to decide anything. Like, you know, even when it comes down to what they're going to wear in the morning, what are they going to eat? You know? Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, a countdown timer that says this price only for 20 minutes, you know, if that's something you don't consider ethical, just wait the 20 minutes and then click
pay
it
more.
And no, but it'll still say 20 minutes. You've never seen
well,
that?
Well, not all of them, know. but like I get what you're saying.
Yeah, like a
fake timer. So I don't agree with those, in my opinion. Like I think those are unethical because I think it puts you in a position of...
You can't think about it.
Like you can't actually really consider the options. But like say like if I were to release a product to my audience... on my YouTube channel, I would probably give them like a 5-day window. Mm-hmm. Let them all know, hey, I'm selling this to you. You have 5 days to get it at this price. Yeah. And after the 5 days, it's going to go up $100 or $200
like
or
like,
whatever. Yeah. And after those 5 days, I'm going to freaking cut it off.
Okay.
I bet you someone will email me and be like, hey, can I get that discount? I'm like, no, because I want to have integrity.
Yeah.
See that's the opposite of what these other businesses are doing. They're not actually having real integrity. They're having this false integrity.
So you do not agree with
the timer restarting. Yeah, the fake timer. Yeah,
the fake
that's
discount
BS.
Time.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. But if it's made and somebody lives by it,
that's not an urgency marketing tactic. That is a scare marketing tactic.
That is true. Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to scare people into buying my product.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Yeah.
I agree with that.
That's valid. Yeah. Because, I mean, that's what I think about because I remember when I was a little kid and I'd be like buying something on a video game, and it would.
Is this the system where my credit card was attached, and then we would have to have that discussion about you feeling some immediacy to buy?
This is an off-camera discussion. but no, it's like they know I'm 13 or whatever, and it's
apparently
like,
not.
You have 10 minutes. What?
Apparently not.
Anyway, it's like you have 10 minutes to get double PlayStation coin. Oh, I'm like, yeah. Oh my god, I need it now. Yeah. You know, like that's like one of those I need it now things. Yeah. But
hope mom doesn't.
But it's
see
not
it.
Real because it comes back and it gives you the same offer right. again. But
I wish we could do what the airlines do. And okay,
oh,
say
track
you
people.
No, well, no, you the first time you search and say they found your
it's
YouTube
the
channel or whatever.
Price.
Yeah, and they give you a great price. Yeah. Well, unless you searched it incognito, the next time you log in, all of a sudden they're like, oh well, we're down to so many seats, and now you're paying this.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be great if it would, if you could, well, and I guess you can.
No,
you
that's,
can
the
change
same,
your,
that's the
change
same
your,
thing. The airlines, it's the same thing. It is like, all our seats are filled. Hurry up or you're not going to get to go to, you know, Tucson, Arizona.
Scare tactic, right. Man.
That's what I'm saying. It's and crap. It kind of works.
But oh, it does. Yeah, it's like it does.
The only time, look, okay, so I think that it depends. Okay, so now that I'm thinking about
the
it.
The seriousness.
It's not ethical. It's not. Because I just thought about it, and it's literally like, okay, what if someone's like, they don't even know how much money they have, and they want to go see their grandma or something, and it's like an urgent situation,
yeah, right.
And they're just like, oh my God, I have to buy it now. And then they look in their bank account, and they're like, well, I just went into debt, so,
right.
You know.
Right.
So, yeah. And then when you look at the streaks, y'all know what a streak is?
I'm not sure what it's in reference to.
It's in a reference to Snapchat. It's in a reference to, it is
okay.
Like,
yeah, so,
you send a picture of yourself every day to somebody.
Yeah, right.
That's ridiculous.
Missing one every day
that
to you.
That is ridiculous.
And then there's just this subliminal thing. Like people are like,
no. So they have to get on.
Yeah. And it's not as much.
Lena does that.
Well, I was going to say.
Just called out your wife.
Yeah.
I was going to say not as much anymore, but it was a huge thing in high school. Maybe a little bit in college, but still kind of looked down upon now. Like, if you
well, good
caught,
thing you showed them the top of your head that you're alive. Hey, yeah, guys. So, woo!
But it's like this thing, like people would get their phones taken away in high school. And it was like, hey, like, I'm going to send you my login info, send my streak, send the top of my
Are
head.
You
and it's like,
serious?
And I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, buddy, you just gave someone the access to text anybody, anything and frame your ass or
oh, well,
your butt.
Yeah. What? Why does Lena, what is happening with her? Is
just her and her brother, they have a streak.
Letting each other know they're alive.
That's,
and so,
yeah.
That's
what is it, like
10K fine.
Or like something insane?
Listen, I haven't had Snapchat in years, so
I have no idea. Yeah. No,
I've deleted it and re-downloaded it so many times.
No thanks.
It's addicting. It works on me.
But who's gaining? Is it just a mental thing? The streak,
they're
or
getting
is there
you
something?
On every day? They're getting you on, and then
so
when
they
you're
can
on
serve
it,
you ads?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So you're gonna check your stories. Like you're not gonna be like, oh, I'm just gonna send that and then quit. And then also they added a thing. They didn't always have it. It used to be free, but they added a 2 year, or not a two. It was 2 years ago. That this monthly thing at Snapchat Premium, all it does is let you change the wallpaper, and it lets you see what number you are on someone's best friends list, which is their order of like
who cares?
Who talks to who the most, which is
it's funny
so
whenever
weird.
You say it like out of like to people who like don't aren't involved in it.
It
sounds
so
dumb,
goofy.
But like, no, but people take it like serious.
It's like, I think it's ethical, in my opinion. I think it's ethical. I think people just need to be smarter.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, I don't necessarily think Snapchat's doing anything unethical with that at all.
It's just they're taking advantage of like squirrel brain. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, that's one way to put it. But I tell you, all of the social channels have gotten just downright deviant with their practices because they can now, and we all saw this in that series or whatever where they were talking about the social experiment.
Oh, yeah.
They're now dinging your phone like you've really missed something. And because we work so closely in social media, it's like so-and-so just posted something or a reaction to this. I'm like, dude, that was 2 days ago.
Right.
And they posted it like it was urgent, like just right then to get you back. They need you on your phone.
Yeah,
they need you on
the
device. The
more ads they serve you, the more money they make.
Yeah.
It's
crazy.
Okay. All right, so I wanted to ask y'all, we've talked about how this has affected people. I've thrown my shade at the general global population, but however, I have fallen victim to it a few times in my past. I just wanted to know, like, you know, we've all done it at one point or another. Like, have you guys ever been addicted to a brand or a service? Have you ever, like,
100%.
Like, been, like, crossed that line mm-hmm. into, like, I need it territory?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I mean, sure. Yeah, like, social media or...
We've all felt it.
Yeah. Like, there were times whenever, because I grew up in high school where we were just kind of just now getting social media and being on our phones.
Yeah.
So, like, in college for me, it was, like, a never-ending, just look. And, it took me a few years to even, like, get remotely close to not being addicted to it, but still wanting to do it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
Habitually.
I think, yeah, I mean, you know, there's obvious things. Like, we're all addicted to social media in some form or another. I don't really... Unless you've just mastered your mind completely and you're meditating behind.
Which some people do. Yeah. I mean, yeah. and it's gotten, I mean, you know, it's a problem when people have to set timers. Right. They have to be kicked off. Like, you know, their phone, you can program it, I guess, where it's non-functioning after a certain time or whatever.
Right. Yeah.
That's scary. But you know what? How many times have you gone down the hole, the rabbit hole, the wormhole, whatever you want to call it? Mm-hmm. You look up and like 4 hours later, and you're like, I'm never going to get that time back.
Yeah.
What happened?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, that's a sickness. That's an illness. Yeah.
I think, you know, I'll speak a little bit more on personal experience here. Regarding sports betting, I'm not addicted by any means.
I'm learning so much about my son today.
I'm not addicted by any means. I'm just being honest. I'm being honest because, you know,
I'm
20
to.
And I can use it. 18-year-olds can use it.
That's insane.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like they hit you every day, all day with influencers on social media. Like,
yeah,
today's Flex Friday. That means you get to lose $20 today for free, like instead of like your actual money. It's so random, but they mastered this way. Like they'll get someone funny. Like y'all know Drewski.
Sure.
Drewski. Yeah.
No.
Oh, wow. Over two on.
I know a guy named Drew that I used to call him.
Drewski. I know Drew. Yeah.
Or like
I doubt it.
Who's think of a big rap like Drake. Like yeah. Drake, yeah. We know Drake.
Kevin okay. Hart, they're using him.
Kevin
they're
Hart,
using
they use them all.
LeBron, they're using all of them, I think.
And then, you know, it's not just
Shaq.
It's not just one of them. It's not just Underdog. It's not just Prize Picks. It's not right. just Caesar Sportsbook.
The fact that you know all of these is frightening to me.
But
I am frightened.
I've seen ads for all of them. Like deposit $10 now, get $100 on FanDuel. Like, it's just like, and it's, you know, it's all these different things. It sounds so enticing. That sounds good.
It's like, Angie, when we get off the air here, you got some work to do.
But no, I'm just being transparent. It's like, they've gotten better over the years because I didn't even know they existed like 3 years ago.
Well, surely you have. And I think, listen, we've all had this conversation. Anything in moderation is okay. When you've gone negative in your bank account because you're on FanDuel or whatever it is, you got a problem. Now let's look at the elephant in the room, coffee.
Yeah, for sure.
How many addicts? This one, but I'm telling you, I can't drive by a flipping Starbucks or any of these coffee shops. People are wrapped around the building.
Yeah.
The dispensaries, we're in Illinois, and, yeah. you know, they're everywhere.
But is that a marketing thing or is it a product thing?
Oh, honey, they get you in with the smells.
They get you in,
and
okay.
the advertising.
The marketing,
and the,
okay, the yeah. marketing is one half of the equation, but then
for
it's
sure.
like, what?
But there, is, but it is part addiction because it's right. similar to nicotine. It gives you a sort of buzz.
Nicotine, caffeine, yeah. weed, you can get yeah. addicted to all these yeah. things on their own before media and stuff. And like when I think, I thought of one just now, it's like, it's not a literal addiction, but ever since I was little, like I had a pretty solid like upbringing, like where I could kind of pick what I wanted to wear. But like you wouldn't catch me in a pair of N1s, bro. Like it was like I had strict rules in my head. All right, this is what I can wear to school. Like I could rock
N1s. It's very affordable.
Yeah,
and usually on clearance.
When I got to high school, though, it was like, thanks, mom. Anyway, so we got to high school and we switched over to like Nike and stuff. And then once I got my first taste of Nike, is like everyone's like, oh, cool fit. Like now I'm only rocking Nike. You know what I mean?
Only because I'm not buying your clothes.
Like,
thanks,
now,
aunties now and I'm, uncles. And
now I'm not as like shallow, and now I can now I don't have as much access to her wallet. So now I wear like TJ Maxx, Ross. Which I mean, this fits from TJ's, y'all. Like I'm wearing linen right now. y'all would know it's $13.
I have gotten to know him so well today during this
the marketing.
Time.
Yeah, I'm trying to, you know, I'm trying to.
Yeah.
I'm trying to develop, learn, laugh, and launch.
Yeah, there it is. But, okay.
Okay, so.
I've learned more about you than I really wanted to know. That I'm kidding. Go ahead.
I mean, I'm just being for real. You are. Okay. So lastly, what's one change you think the marketing industry needs to make around retention tactics?
Around retention?
Hmm.
Yeah. So my only thing is to offer value.
Yeah.
I think there's
reward. I, for one, am a fan of the rewards.
I think there's only like, I think that's a big thing is to, but like the rewards are crap sometimes.
Sometimes they're dog
like,
water.
Yeah. Like yeah. It's not really a reward.
Yeah.
Like I actually offer real value to your customers first.
100%.
You know, somehow, some way, even if it's just information, like
Crown Brew should totally send you on a cruise, the amount of money you spent and stuff.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Anyways, but no, like for real, like I think that's a big thing that's lacking in a lot of companies is
appreciation.
You can show how good your thing is and how it will add value to their lives, but like how could you add value first?
Love that.
And because I think the whole world would change if everybody thought that way.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What about you? You got anything?
No, it was that. I was just thinking the same thing. Like he said, you know, value. I've always been a give and take. You know, people who just take. I mean, give too, you know. And like you said, I've been roped into some of those rewards. I'm not going to name them necessarily. I really appreciate those who will send you X amount of dollars, you know, when you shop with them so much,
sure.
Which allows you to go spend money in some other retailers that perhaps need it as well. I love it when they give you discounts on certain things within their stores. It's just appreciating, hey, I know that you've come back again and again and again, and we really do value you, and here you go, and we're not going to make you put your number in every single time, or you know what I mean, something ludicrous like that. But I really appreciate the give and take and the rewarding of being a customer.
So I think what we've learned today is that as long as it's ethically sourced product that is you know, not
addictive.
I mean, okay, if we threw, look, okay, 3 out of 3 of us are drinking caffeine
right
now.
It's so subjective.
It is.
Because, like, yeah, like, whenever you think of, like, addiction, you think of, like, the worst things.
Right.
But in reality, there's a lot of things that we're addicted to that aren't bad.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
It's like what you said earlier, like, everything in moderation is fine.
Right.
Like, if you smoke a cigarette once a week, you're going to be okay.
We don't recommend that, though.
But you get what I'm saying. Right. But, like, and then also, if you eat, like 14 bananas every day, that's not great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's a little dangerous.
You're so, right. So, and you can drink too much water. Who knew?
Yeah. I just kind of,
it's called drowning.
I just kind of realized something right now. Okay. Obviously the marketing does play a huge role, and like, no matter what it is, like whatever you do on a daily basis or like what you're seeing, what you're taking in, like, okay, I want to go to McDonald's cause I saw this, but, I think maybe those specific companies need to be more careful that hold that kind of power, like where it's like, okay, we get you in the doors, but once you get this product isn't going to let you go. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Maybe that's where,
good luck.
And that's why nicotine has those guidelines. That's what, you know, they have to put out, you know, what is it? Self-defamation. Is that it?
I don't know.
I mean, I know what you're talking about. They'll put the warnings in.
Because, like, why would you put out counter stuff?
Right.
But they're people are so hooked. Like, it doesn't even matter.
Sure.
Yeah.
So I think, like, yeah, I think it honestly boils down to the product a little bit. I think most marketing tactics are honestly pretty ethical. I think if you buy it, you buy it. You know, that's you and your background. Mm-hmm. And it was what we were targeting. So,
yeah.
But
and as we found out from one of our friends, if you do put out an ad that it goes against that social media's guidelines, they will shut you down very quickly.
Oh yeah,
so
we did
if you're going
didn't
against,
happen to us, but it did happen.
Yeah,
to somebody.
if you're doing something that's not okay, a lot of those like Instagram, Facebook, mm-hmm. YouTube, they will shut you down as soon as possible.
Yeah,
yeah.
That or if they don't agree with what you're putting out, they'll shut you down too.
Yeah, that hasn't been as bad lately now that we're out of election season.
Ding ding. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So the message to businesses is, you know, you're supposed to keep your nose clean, you know, play fair ball, and I think everything will be okay. On the customer side, you know, be aware of what you're consuming. Don't just take everything at face value and really break it down and make it make sense to you. Don't make any stupid financial decisions, any life-altering changes. You know, just, you know, do what makes you happy, but do everything in moderation.
Hey, not everything. I mean, some things are probably
we're going crazy on some stuff or no?
Yeah, probably some things are probably
let's not do everything. Let's do certain things.
Let's
in moderation.
Do certain things in moderation, okay. Especially if it's deemed potentially addictive.
Hey, can you scoot up? I can't hear you. No, I'm playing. All right, y'all. Well, thank you for tuning in to this week's Market Abilities podcast. Please leave a like, please follow, and comment what you think of Lucas's t-shirt today in the comments.
I like it.
Okay. Well, I just like the t-shirt.
Okay. See ya.
Okay. Thanks. See y'all. Bye-bye.